Welcome to Des Rose Radio.
Hey, welcome to Des Rose Radio Show. I'm your host, Desert, and it's a beautiful Monday morning. I'm so glad March is almost over. I don't like March. But it's Easter week, and I will try to do my Easter special show, but it might be early in the morning because we'll be going to a sunrise service. And it's a service that I've been going to since I was 16 years old. And it's the most awesome service ever because we bring the band out there. We go to the beach in Ventura. There's a area near the homes, you know. And we go out there about 4 o'clock in the morning. And it's actually a sunrise service, like when the sun's coming up, playing the music, and they have worship and food. And it started off as a little thing, like there was only like 20 of us way back then and stuff, and now it's huge. Now it's like people drive out there even if they don't go to church and stuff like that. So it's the coolest thing, and it really feels like Easter. I have not been to that in about 4 years, but we are finally gonna go, and I'm excited about it. It's like, yeah. But it's so weird because, like, we're all older now, you know, trying to come to terms with my own mortality. You know, it's like, dang, you got gray, you know, and then I forget, oh, yeah, I got gray too. So it kind of sucks. But it was cool that the other day we went to Ventura too, and I was with my mom, and we went to go visit my sister-in-law at her work, and they were like, oh, you know, this is your, you know, sister and stuff. And I go, yeah, they were talking about my brother, and I go, yeah, he's my baby brother. And they were like, he's younger than you? And I said, yeah. And they were like, oh, you look so much younger than him. I was like, oh, yeah, really? You know, it was kind of cool. So we did that. Almost went gambling, but Oh, that's right. We're supposed to go tomorrow. I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to go because I don't want to spend my money. I need to hold on to it because I got to make all this stuff to sell, and I got to do it by hand. I mean, I'm debating whether to break down and buy the tools, because if I have the tools, I go faster. But because I don't have the tools, I have to do everything by hand, and it's like, but if I do it by hand, I can charge more, you know, because it's handmade. But if I could just do my stuff, I mean, I have my sewing machine, but I need to buy some parts for it and stuff. Kind of sucks. But yeah, I'm just excited. Today is the first day of the quarter. Of course, I'm not there. And at first I felt, I'm such a loser. I can't believe I pushed it, you know, till September. But now I feel great because it's like, I just get everything in order, you know, pack things up to take to the thrift shop, get rid of some stuff, you know, just get it all organized, and it does make a big difference. It makes me feel better, first of all, and then I feel like everything's organized. Speaking of, I got something else organized finally, and I got my camera, and I'm ready to do my stuff, what I've been planning for a long time. So I'm really excited about it. But before the show, I was thinking about it, and there were some things I wanted to talk about. Just in case I don't have time in the evening, I would rather listen and support some shows in the evening because, you know, I have to work on what I got to work on. So it's just easier for me, and it helps the time pass, you know. Not very many people are awake at 3 o'clock in the morning, and it's kind of cool that some people are. So, you know, can chat a little bit and stuff like that. So that's kind of cool. All right. So there was some stuff I wanted to talk about, though, this afternoon that's just kind of on my mind. And I've been thinking about it. And this is mostly for people who, you know, may listen to this show or I guess some words of wisdom. I'm going to leave you guys with some words of wisdom. Because it's been about 8 years, right, when I embarked on this radio thing out of hobby, mostly, you know, something that's artistic and entertaining and just fun to do. It's just something that is like, I don't know, it just seemed fun, and when I first started listening to shows on the internet, I was just like, oh, wow, this is better than TV, because, you know, I don't watch TV. So it was very entertaining. I got really into the politics, and my circle was the conservative politics, and created some relationships there that, you know, are still friends today. And I thought it was great. You know, these people were awesome, you know, and they're still, they're consistent. They're just normal people with normal jobs and real people. And, you know, I kind of liked when the elections and stuff kind of ended and people started moving their platforms and stuff like that. I just kind of like, okay, so now what, you know? And I kind of geared toward the entertainment part, which is difficult for me because I'm not very creative that way. Like, my mind, I'm not good at acting. I can't ad lib and things like that, you know, like drama. I've just never been good at drama. And I don't know why, which I should be because I'm so animated in real life, you know, but I just can't do it. And I've tried, but I suck. Okay. So I thought that was interesting, you know, geared into that. And I was just thinking about it today, just like how much these last, you know, few years, how it's actually helped me. It really did. This whole radio thing and all that, it really was helpful as far as building my character, my self-esteem, I guess that's the main one, the self-esteem, not being so shy, you know, being able to voice my opinion, things like that, things that school should have taught you, you know, like when you were in high school. And so in that way, I guess I'm a late bloomer. So I just found it interesting. But yeah, so there are some words of wisdom I want to leave behind with this podcast and just talk about today. Let's see. I'm going to right now play some music because I need to get some coffee. Oh my God, it sucks so bad. Okay, so I think my last podcast, I was talking about getting that test for the diabetes test, right? Well, I got some bad news. I got the test back, and I'm on the border of diabetes 2. And I knew, you know, I had a feeling, like I knew there was something. It was just something about when I ate, I would fall asleep. So I'm afraid to eat, you know? And I've been trying to eat all these healthy stuff, which is, I guess, good. I've been doing it anyways. Well, we went to Ventura the other day. We were with my family, and I brought it up. And they were like, oh, welcome to the club. And I was like, what? I find out that all my aunts have diabetes too. And I was like, and you know, I don't know why I'm shocked. I mean, my brother had the childhood diabetes, you know, that he got at 8. So that's why I have to keep getting the test, because it's hereditary. It's in our family. And so I just had a feeling, but I shouldn't be so stressed out because I'm not on any pills or anything. I'm like at the point where I have to reverse it. I could reverse it. So, you know, that's the good thing. The other good thing is I've been eating healthy this whole time, which has probably helped me in the whole thing, which is probably why I don't have stage 2 yet. Because I stay away from processed food, and I guess that's part of the thing too. Like you're supposed to eat absolutely no processed food, but the part that kills me is the sugar, and that would probably is what contributed because I drink so much coffee, and I love my coffee sweet, and I have a feeling that just me eliminating that is going to make a big difference because they tell you all the time, like with coffee, you got to cut down on the coffee. Well, I thought I cut down by drinking decaf. Drinking decaf, okay, I'm fine. And I did. And actually, I stopped getting like jitters or heart palpitations and stuff like that because it sucks. All right. You start getting over 40, you're going to have to adjust your eating habits whether you like it or not. I mean, the half-life in your cells and in your body start deteriorating and you've got to do these things. You can't. Your body can't process certain things. And since sugar is a main processed food, and it's not even a food, it has absolutely no nutritional value whatsoever, except it just tastes good on your tongue. It has none. It's like a poison. And that's my poison, is the sugar in my coffee. So I have been 3 days without sugar, and it sucks. My coffee sucks. I mean, I try to put like little milk in it. It's disgusting. And I'm still drinking it, but I think I'm probably going to be an ex-coffee drinker soon. And people are like, oh, they have sweeteners. But doesn't that defeat the purpose? Like, I'm not going to put no these artificial sweeteners that are going to cause me cancer. That's kind of stupid. Like, it defeats the purpose of me eating healthy, So I haven't had sugar in 3 days, and I feel lighter today. I'm like, oh my God, have I been drinking that much sugar? And I looked, and okay, you figure I go shopping every 2 weeks for food. So every 2 weeks, I bought a big old 5 pound bag of sugar just for my coffee. It doesn't go to anything else. So literally, I was intaking 10 pounds of sugar a month. Which is probably what contributed to that the test results. And now, so in one way it's a blessing. Okay, so I eliminate that, so I'm sure my next test results is going to be all the way back to normal again. Right now I'm just like on the border, but it just sucks because it's like, yeah, I should be happy about that, but at the same time it's like, what about my sugar for my coffee? This has really affected my life, Like, my coffee comes with me everywhere. My coffee comes with me when I do my shows. It comes with me when I'm sewing. It comes with me when I'm, making jewelry, doing little things. It comes with me when I'm in the car. It comes with me when I go to class. I mean, I just drink coffee. And now I feel weird. Like, my body feels empty. Like, what the hell? I don't even want to eat. Like, I didn't even eat today yet, which is probably bad, but it's like I have no urge for any foods because it's like everything I crave is sugar. So yeah, so it's bad news, but good news, It's bad news because I got that diagnosis. It's good news because it's reversible and all I have to do is stop eating sugar. That's it. But it just sucks. Like nothing tastes good on my tongue. Like what am I gonna eat? No, I'm craving ribs, but then barbecue sauce has sugar in it. Like, what the hell? Now I'm like a total vegan, like have to be vegan, not vegan, have to be like huge dump. Oh, thank you. I'll try it. See, I don't know about this stuff because I just eat pure things, but I never heard of this because I never had to watch my sugar. Like, I feel weird. I feel like my blood is just missing shit. Like, it's like empty. I've drank, for the past 3 days, I drank at least, those jugs of water where you get the little jugs. I've had one each day. I drank the whole thing. And I do feel good as far as I'm not getting dizzy and I'm not going into any coma sleep. So I see the difference. So I honestly think it's just that my sugar intake with the coffee. And if that As long as my coffee, as long as I can still have my coffee, I'll be fine. Like even though it's decaf, it's my habit, right? So I've been drinking coffee since I was 10, and I knew I just liked it like from 10 years old. So, and it was really weird. I should blame my mother for this because we were sick. Me and my brother got sick, and out of the blue, I couldn't shake it. You know, I couldn't shake it. So out of the blue, she comes in, she gave me a cup of coffee. And I was like, oh, what is this? She goes, I'll go drink it. It might make you feel better. I drank it. And I was like, oh, I felt like all of a sudden I was feeling great. And it was weird because same thing when I was in the hospital for pneumonia and I was in there for a month. And this was like 2 years ago, 3 years ago. And it really messed me up, right? And I couldn't snap out of like my sleep state, you know, like I was sleeping, but it's like I just didn't have any energy at all or anything. So finally, toward the end, I remember waking up and I asked the nurse, I said, "Can you bring me some coffee? You know, I want a lot of sugar and cream in it and stuff." And she goes, "I don't know if I can." And you know, I was It was so mean of me. I mean, I wish I didn't react this way, but I did. I was like, "Excuse me, I'm dying here, and I just want some coffee," because you know that's how close I was. I was like really, really sick. I go, "I would just like some coffee," and the doctor said, "Yeah, give her, you know, whatever she wants," because I was in intensive care, and even though you're in intensive care, you gotta, you know, if someone's dying or something, just give them whatever the hell they want. You know, that's how I see it. It's like if they want some soda, give them damn soda. You know. That is not the time to sit there and try to watch their intake. Just give it to them. So that's how I was feeling, right? And I was just like, just give me my coffee. And you know, I said sorry later when she brought it, but she gave me a big cup of coffee. I drank that whole coffee. Within hours, I was better. Within 3 days, I was out of the hospital. And it was so weird. It was like, you know, I don't know if it's mental or what it was, but see, so now that's how I'm feeling right now. Like I'm just having like major withdrawals. But thank you. Okay, I went on a tangent, but thank you for telling me about that. Actually, I'll do that today. I don't know if they have it out here, but I'll go to Bakersfield and see if they got it. But it's natural leaves. It's some kind of plant. I wonder if pot tastes like sugar. I just can't. Do you think so? Like, if you put pot in your coffee, would it be sugar? Because they put it in like cakes and things like that. I don't know. You never know. Okay. Our nutters stay away. That's how I got diabetes, or maybe it was syphilis. Will there's a Nick in here named Wilford. And earlier he's like, I had the diabetes, got a shot, cleared it right up. Or maybe it was gonorrhea. What the heck? Cure for sugar cravings, I don't know. Doesn't. Oh, it makes them hungry. Yeah, but see, sugar, doesn't sugar make you hungry too? Because I noticed since I haven't had sugar in 3 days, I'm not eating hardly at all. I had to remind myself to eat. So I wonder if like the sugar, you know, increases your appetite because I feel weird. It's like I haven't craved anything, and it really sucks. It really does. I feel like I should. When my toothpaste tastes really good to me, that's I'm messed up. Okay, there's a problem because my toothpaste tastes better than anything I ate all damn day. You know, it's like, but I'm only gonna try it till the next test. If the test comes out back to normal, then I'm bringing back my sugar. Or maybe this trivia thing will be better. You know, maybe I'll like it and, you know, just eliminate it. I live on Ensure, baby aspirin, and pot brownies. I lived on Ensure for a while there, Wilford. When I got out of the hospital, I was. That stuff is so damn expensive. Oh my God. It's like $10 for six bottles, and you figure I had to have three a day. okay? And that was like so expensive. And then I discovered Muscle Milk, which is cheaper. So then I was using the Muscle Milk. Now I discovered almond milk, and which is only like $3 for the container. It doesn't have all the vitamins like that, but it does the same kind of thing because it had the magnesium and calcium and stuff like that. So I discovered almond milk, and now I just drink the almond milk. But I ran out. I don't even know if I could drink that because it probably has too much sugar. Who knows? I don't know. Okay, so that's my sugar rant. Thanks for those who are listening right now. Thank you very much. It means a lot to me. Okay, so now I'm going back to. Oh, yeah. Earlier I was talking about my experience, a little bit with podcasting and stuff like that, and like some of the things I learned, and then going to the entertainment genre kind of thing. And entertainment can include comedy, music, drama, talking about your life, like I guess pretty much anything. It's kind of open. And I was like, yeah, that's cool, I'll do that. And usually people seek out, shows and stuff to be entertained, to kind of escape from their lives for a little while, or just to hang out and communicate. And as a listener, when people do that, they are spending their time, their free time, listening to these shows, and it's time in their life that they can never get back. So I guess what I'm trying to say is, like, as a host, anybody who hosts shows, or it depends on how you see it too. If you're having shows or hosting shows just for your own entertainment, that's great. But if you're hosting shows because you want, something that you're trying to say to be heard, then you got to get a little bit more serious about it. Even if it's a little broadcast, like this, like where you only have like 20 people roaming around, hitting your shows or something like that. But if you want your voice to be heard about specific topics and subjects and stuff, then it's important it's important to understand that when someone follows you or supports your show, it's a privilege. It's nothing that should be expected. Whether you talk to the individual, outsider, don't you cannot expect people to be supportive of you if you don't deserve it. It's a privilege. And if a person does support your shows or does come by for a little while, it is not a bound contract that they're bound to you or your show. It's still a privilege. It's still something that they chose to do on their free time. They chose, you know what, I could be doing this, but I'm going to come out and hang out with you. And as a host, it's up to you to keep maintain your worthiness to keep that support. So just because somebody supports you does not mean it gives you the right of ownership to that person, or to expect them to accept anything that you have to say, or any control over what they do or who they decide to listen to on their own free time, on their own computer, on their own electricity. And that's always important, because I think, if you have a podcast that's specific, let's say you're doing sports or something like that, you are merely a host. You're merely your host of your show, and you want to talk about a specific topic. You talk about that specific topic. It is none of your business, as far as the listeners are concerned, whether they, you can't control whether they like you or don't like you and things like that. And I think that's a mindset that some people don't understand, you know, how people see it. Maybe they don't care, you know. But I'm just saying, for those who really want their, I don't know, to get support on their podcast and stuff like that. Because a listener, let's say a listener has been a faithful listener for so many years, they can always choose to remove that support. They are not bound to you. You know, you are a host, and that's it. And it and that's like, I'm just talking about, like, you know, unnecessary havoc. Because I remember, like, on BTR, when we were doing all those conservative shows, there was a group, and there was a group of four people, four different shows. And it got ridiculous. You know, the show started out, yeah, it was about the politics, and people were supportive, and they were going back and forth being supportive. But then it got ridiculous. They started going, well, you got five more numbers than I did. And, you know, and then the host started fighting with each other over fucking numbers. Like, it's BTR. Who gives a shit, right? So they started fighting about that. And then they started fighting over the listeners, like people who are just listening. And then they start, well, it ended up, they were all blocked. They all got kicked off one day because the lady or the BTR people just got sick of it. They just got sick and tired of seeing the complaints come from everybody, and they just knocked them all off. And that's kind of how I ended up, like, moving toward the entertainment, because, like, all my friends were gone, you know? They were like, oh, they started doing their shows on other platforms and stuff. Yeah. Okay, so here's another words of wisdom, okay? For those choosing to do podcasting to enhance their creativity or to express themselves, and it's important to you, when you venture out into podcasting, be careful about who you let into your, you know, quote, internet life. Be very careful. You have to keep in mind that the majority of the people on the internet are hiding from their own realities. You know, especially people who are faceless or have hidden names. You don't know what type of person or who you're letting in to get to know you on a personal level. So you always have to be careful. And you can't just trust, you know, text on, you know, in a chat room. And I don't know. But it's just good to keep that stuff in mind, right? And then the last thing I wanted to bring up was women on the internet, women in broadcasting or podcasting. In radio and podcasting is a man's world. You know, it is a man's forum. And just like any woman who enters into a man's profession, there's always going to be some type of problems, you know. And I'm not saying that because it's discrimination. It's just how it is. I mean, this is how I believe. It's just how it is. You know, a woman trying to enter into a man's forum. And if women enter into a man's forum and start participating in their whatever the hell that they're doing, you got to keep in mind that eventually they will backstab you because you're a woman in a forum that they didn't want you in the first place. Okay, so women who enter into this have to be especially careful, and you should be completely independent. That's what I'm saying. Unless you're, what do you call that word? Cooperating with other women hosts. You know, but if you're not, it's best to always keep somewhat of a distance, somewhat of a guard around you. It's somewhat of, I don't know, you just got to be careful and watch things. And I know that sounds kind of sexist, but it's not. It's the reality. You know, that's exactly how it is. It's just like, I was talking to this girl, actually, it was Miss Lady Pinks, you know, when I met her last month out here. And she's a rapper. She's a female rapper. And we were talking about this, and she was telling me, she's got tons of haters, and her haters are men because she's in a man's profession, and the men come after her really hard, and it's how difficult it is, and it's with any kind of thing like that. Okay, sorry, I just went off on a rant, but that's kind of like, some of the things I was thinking about today. And the reason I'm thinking about this because, for those who know, I'm working on this other project and I'm about ready to jump into it. And I have to straighten it out in my head and in my mind because once I jump into this is such a larger forum than anything I've ever experienced. It's going to be very different from Spreaker or from BTR, where it's only a handful of people. So it's kind of like I'm a little nervous, I'm excited, but at the same time it's like, okay, I've got to be ready. I'm prepared, I'm totally prepared because once I jump into this, that's it. It's done. It's going to happen, I'm ex it's good. So I just thought I'd come on here and talk about that a little bit, just in case it could help somebody. I don't know.